Welcome to episode 281 of Fly Away. We're a group of agents from Outlander Travel who get together every week to talk about all things travel. Whether you've been listening for a while or just tuning in, we're happy you found us. We truly believe that travel has the power to change the world, and we want to inspire others to come along with us. We chat about destinations, current events, our favorite experiences, and lots more. We'd love to hear your feedback and ideas for topics, so be sure to connect with us on our website, Facebook, or Twitter. My name is George, and this week I'm joined by fellow Outlander travel agents Lindsay, Elizabeth, Sandy, and Donna. Hilton Head Island is a small resort community just off the coast of South Carolina. It's a popular vacation destination for tennis players, golfers, and really anyone in the drive market for South Carolina and Georgia. We last talked about this island on the podcast way back in episode 42, which was indeed many years ago. Elizabeth and her son recently stayed at Disney's Hilton Head Island Resort, so we thought it'd be a good time to revisit the island with our listeners. So let's get started. So for those of us that have never been to Hilton Head, where exactly is it in South Carolina? Yes.
So why have you never been to Hilton Head? Because I think you're the only one.
I've never been to Hilton Head.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, that's
what?
I grew up at the beach.
All the times you've been to Myrtle Beach and you've never been to Hilton Head?
I'm the same way.
Myrtle Beach. So it's
been to Myrtle Beach a bunch.
Actually 20 miles north of Savannah, northeast of Savannah, really, because it's in the water.
Savannah.
Yeah, and 95 miles south of Charleston. So it's like right nestled in between those two historic cities.
Great. And the beach, how would you rate it compared to other beaches?
It's a beach.
My dad is very partial to the South Carolina beaches.
Yeah, it's a nice South Carolina beach. It's on the Atlantic Ocean. And I tend to go there off season because it's in my drive market. So I think that the beach in higher season is probably much nicer. When I go, it tends to be kind of cold, but it's pretty. So it's, you know, it's an Atlantic beach.
I'm like, what do you mean? Because I always go to the beach in the winter. I hardly ever go to the beach in the summer. I much prefer an off season.
So is Myrtle Beach pretty in the off season?
Yeah, it's gorgeous.
Okay, so yeah. So is Hilton Head, I'm sure.
I can tell you don't live up here because.
But if you go to the state parks that are right on the water, the beaches are very tiny and there's lots of pine trees right there.
Yeah. And I think that's sort of the thing with Hilton Head is there's only about 12 miles of beachfront. And then the rest of the island is surrounded basically by the intercoastal waterway. So I like to call it the swamp. It's very picturesque, but you don't want to swim in it. I mean, you know, it's
cranes.
Yeah, it's not. Yeah, exactly. The alligators are pretty much the deal.
Little
for me.
Crabs that run sideways.
Yeah. So, not that there aren't crabs on the beach too, but yeah. So it is a beautiful beach, and there are some gorgeous resorts that are on the beach. But because it's such a small stretch of area, Hilton Head is sort of it is definitely a beach destination, but you may not be on the beach when you go to Hilton Head. You know, depending on where you book. Your resort.
Is Disney's Hilton Head Resort on the beach?
No. Which is interesting because you would think Disney would have found a way to have their resort on the beach. But what they did was they bought this little pocket of beach that's across the street from their resort. So the resort is actually on the intercoastal waterway. It's gorgeous. I mean, it's absolutely beautiful. And, you know, you get sort of the chirping noises that you get from a grassland kind of area in the water, but you don't have a beach. So you have to actually shuttle across the street to the beach.
Is it a private beach?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't like South Carolina doesn't have vendors walking up and down. So I don't know if it.
No.
Yeah. So I don't think it's technically a private beach.
Well, what about you the access walk, though? What is.
You.
There's public accesses in between the resorts.
So it's keyed access into the beach house, which then opens up into the beach access. So, So technically there's some security there, but, and
most of these neighborhoods, you actually have to go through a security gate and have a pass and have a reason for being there, whether you're doing a vacation rental or staying at a resort. You have to have or you're going to the country club there for lunch. You have to have a reason, and you have to sometimes even pay to get into those areas.
All I know is I didn't need a pass or an ID to get into any of the outlet malls.
Yes,
that's good. Shopping. Just a credit card.
Yeah.
Just a couple of credit cards. I was going to ask if you went to any breweries. I know you were there with with Marcus, but
no, actually I was there with Finley. And so cool. I didn't, but I have been to some of those breweries, so I wanted to give them honorable mention because honestly, for a beach area, sometimes the breweries aren't that good. And it's a variety, but I will say that there's Hilton Head Brewing Company, which is on Hilton Head, and then Salt Marsh, Southern Barrel, and River Dog are all off the island nearby. I think at least Salt Marsh and Southern Barrel are in Bluffton, but I don't remember for sure if River Dog is technically, but there's all within close driving distance. So if you are a beer connoisseur, there's plenty. And then of course the island of Hilton Head serves all those beers. So you can, you know, there's plenty of pubs and restaurants where you can get
them. So you can try them all without driving around all.
Yep. And you can also go down to Savannah, which also has some great beer. So yeah, it actually is kind of I'm not going to call it a beer mecca, but there's a lot of options for you there. So
yes.
Donna,
and lots of great restaurants.
You went recently too, Donna, right?
My in-laws live down there, so I'm down there 3, 4, 5 times a year. So now I've only stayed on the beach one time, but I usually try to run away for, you know, a couple hours so I can have some quiet time that I don't have necessarily family.
Your in-laws don't listen to this podcast, do they?
No. So just a couple hours of quiet time. So usually I'll go and check out one of these resorts and just go take pictures and all. Of course, go to the outlet mall and do a little shopping at the Harry and David store.
That's free samples out when they have a little.
So let's talk about the atmosphere. So if I've never been there, is it going to equate more to Daytona Beach or like Key West?
Neither. Have you ever been to Kiowa at off of Charleston?
Never even heard of it, so no.
I'm thinking like Outer Banks.
All right, no, I think I can give you something. Cape Cod.
Oh, okay, yes.
Yeah, but not, you know, maybe the Cape Cod or Martha's Vineyard. Not that I'm very familiar with those areas, but more of the, yes, there's a beach there, but there's also sort of a thriving community there. So kind of that feel where it's like, it really feels like there's a neighborhood at the beach as opposed to a bunch of beach houses that probably don't have year-round residents. Would you agree with that, Donna?
Well, yes, but one thing, they've got very, very, very strict sign ordinances. And the problem is that if you don't know where you're going, you better have a really good GPS because you can't see, they don't have big Walmart signs or McDonald's signs that are on the main drag. You have to know where you're going because they make sure that there's lots of pine trees covering up buildings so that it looks very, very authentic to the time, to the area. The landscaping does. And so it makes it very difficult to really know where you're going.
So the McDonald's has blue arches instead of yellow arches. It's sort of like,
well, no, but the sign's right. Only 5 feet off the ground.
Yes, I understand. So yeah, it's kind of everything sort of disguised. So that's why I say kind of Martha's Vineyard. It's very, you know, okay, we're not going to say
it's like Carrie.
Yeah, it is a little bit like Carrie too, but it feels a lot more like a neighborhood, and they actually considering it's a small town, really, there are quite, and on the beach, there are quite a few permanent to semi-permanent residents. You know, maybe some of them are only 6 months out of the year. Many of them are year round. And so it doesn't have quite the flux that a beach town usually has. So it actually has a good arts community. It has a lot of like the things you would expect to find in a small to medium sized town, you know, that are sort of government run or, you know, parks and recreation departments and things like that. They're actually pretty strong. So it does feel like you're sort of going to a town as opposed to going to the beach. Yes, there's a beach there.
And there's lots of golf and lots of bicycle trails. And you'll see people out walking their dogs and riding bicycles, playing golf year round.
So for those of us who haven't been to Disney's resort there, I think this is the only Disney building I haven't been to.
have you been to Vero Beach?
No, actually two. I haven't been to. So in terms of like resort amenities and where it sits on the kind of value, moderate, deluxe scale, that type of scale, or more like where does it fit in the realm of?
So it is a vacation club property. So cash inventory is kind of on the rare side for Disney. Comparing it to some of the other resorts that are there, there's a Sonesta, there's a Westin, there's an Omni. So you're sort of talking about higher end, you know, names anyway. And so it fits in with those. The thing is that it's actually situated very close to the Marriott Vacation Club. I haven't toured the Marriott Vacation Club. I've seen some of these others that I mentioned, but it's condos, if you will. There's studio accommodations, but there's also 1, 2, and 3 bedroom accommodations, all with kitchens, which I find very helpful when I go to Hilton Head because the food at Hilton Head is fantastic. It's also very pricey. So going out to dinner every night is not necessarily, yes, you definitely want to treat yourself. And there, you know, there's a restaurant on the pier and, you know, there's great seafood and all the things you would expect at a beach. Plus there's like, we treated ourselves to a great taco restaurant, Mexican restaurant. There's great Italian there. I mean, like every cuisine that you, there's pub food, everything that you could possibly want in that small area, but it comes with a price. It's so funny because it's like, it's island life, but it's not like, you just drive to it. There's a bridge. It's not like it's very far from the mainland. So, you know, the idea of we're going to hike the prices up because we're on an island is little, it's more because it's a resort town.
I'm very familiar to where, island I live on.
Well, but you can't drive to your island, right? You have to take a ferry.
It's from the bottom, from the south end. It's more convenient for me to take a ferry. But if I really wanted to add about 4 hours to my trip, there is Deception Pass Bridge.
Okay.
Way up at the top and then over
in Canada.
Yeah, in Canada.
But everything here is, I mean, when I go on vacation, and I think most of the time it's cheap, the food's cheaper when I'm going up, when I'm traveling, than it is at home.
Just to give, so the last time I went, the one of the few times we actually stayed at the mm-hmm. Omni, and breakfast was $20 a plate. Yeah.
So that's pretty average resort type breakfast.
And I think for me, staying at the Disney resort, it's much easier for me to pay that much for breakfast because I'm used to it when I'm at a Disney resort. I'm like, oh, I see Mickey Mouse is on my
receipt. But the Disney resorts would have like a kitchen though, right?
So they do have a kitchen. So yeah. So basically when this time I only went for a weekend, I've been there several times, and this time it was only for 2 nights. And so what we did was we actually got there really late on Friday. So we ate on the road because we left after school. It's about a 6-hour drive from here. Mm-hmm. So we got there around 9 or 10 o'clock at night. So we basically just, you know, chilled out, went to sleep. The next day we actually turned it into kind of a work study retreat. So I was doing work and Finley was studying for his final exams. We were actually down in South Carolina for a Derby event that was happening on Sunday, but I didn't want to drive 6 hours down there for, you know, just this Derby event. So we made a retreat out of it. So we basically started in the morning. We went over, there's a little restaurant on their pier there again on the Intercoastal Coastal Waterway called Tide Me Over. And it has Mickey waffles and, you know, like a breakfast that you would find at a quick service at Walt Disney World, basically. And those awesome tater tots that they have at the Contemporary Resort, but I can't seem to find anywhere else. So they have those. So we went over and had breakfast, and then we came back to the room and we worked. We did little shifts of work and did a little photography. And then for lunch, we treated ourselves to a Mexican restaurant. And then I had actually brought down, we worked again in the afternoon, and I brought down a Blue Apron meal with me. So we made the Blue Apron meal in the kitchen, with salmon. It was delicious. So I brought something that was seafood so that I wouldn't be sad that I wasn't having seafood. It wasn't as good as having fresh seafood at Hilton Head, but
I bet the oysters are good.
I bet they are.
That is not far from where my dad's oysters come from.
Yep, I'm sure they're very tasty. But it is, it's a great way to sort of get away. And Finley and I sort of talked about it. And I think maybe next winter we'll do the same thing because it's a long drive, but you are sort of in the middle of nowhere. And it's just, it's absolutely beautiful. I would meditate out on the balcony. And they actually put me in the building that is like right behind the lodge. So if you're familiar with Hilton Head Island Resort, it's a big lodge at the front and then all the buildings sort of spread out to the side. So we weren't close to anything except for the main lobby, which really means we weren't close to anything. But the view that we had, because that lodge is right on the Intercoastal Waterway, we basically, our balcony looked out onto the water, which was just gorgeous. And so the sun coming up in the morning was just beautiful. And every other time I've stayed there, I've sort of stayed in the middle of the resort, which is convenient to the pool. But in January, I didn't really care about the pool. So it was, it was nice. The pool is very nice there. And again, I've toured some of the other resorts in Hilton Head. And I mean, all of them, the Omni, the Sonesta, and the Westin, all have great pools as well. The Omni has some beachfront, like it's shaped, if I remember correctly, it's kind of shaped like a W, right? Or like a long sprawling thing. Is that right, Donna?
It is. You take a, there's a small little boardwalk out to the beach.
Yeah.
And then they've got chairs and everything out there. So, because we went in July.
Yeah, and if I remember correctly,
so we were in the heart
very
of the summer.
Ends are sort of beachfront, like at the ends of the buildings, but everything else is beach facing.
Yes, the buildings themselves. Yeah. Yes.
So, so they're great. So if you can't get into Disney's Hilton Head Island, there's lots of other options. And the biggest option at Hilton Head, which is a problem for travel agents, is rental homes. I mean, like that's rental homes, condominiums, that sort of thing is definitely the most popular way to go. But the resorts that are there are definitely high end. So I did see there's a Holiday Inn kind of on the beach. I kind of want to check that out next time I go. I noticed on the map when I was preparing these notes, and I've not noticed it before. So I don't know if have you been?
Well, they did build, there's the Hilton Vacation Club down there too. But I was, when I went, it was actually under construction. They were rebuilding the pool and all. But it wasn't your typical resort. It actually looked like a hotel. It didn't have that kind of resort feel. It was very modern looking, especially for that particular area. It just didn't quite fit. It was too contemporary in architecture.
Yeah, so I'm going to check out the Holiday Inn because I'm curious if it's a more moderate. It actually looked like it had a good location. But again, I just saw it on the map. I haven't actually seen it in person. So I'm going to.
Well, it was a great location. I mean, it was right next to Caligny Plaza. So there was lots of good shopping and restaurants and all to go to.
Right. Hilton, so I'm talking about the Holiday Inn that I haven't seen.
Yes. The Holiday Inn is in a good location too, but I don't think it's oceanfront.
It seems like it was down near there, but I couldn't tell from the map.
Yes, but I think it's actually more on the... Yeah.
So yeah, that is the thing about Disney's, because they built it on the marsh side, which again is beautiful. You have to take a shuttle across the street. You can walk, but it's across a pretty busy highway. I wouldn't recommend it. So you can take a shuttle over there, or you can drive over there, and there's parking. There's limited parking spaces over there, and they have a beach house over there. So there's another restaurant. There's another pool. And then there's every Disney Vacation Club has like a room where they have like board games and activities and things like that for you to do. That's over there. There's another activity room on the marsh side. And while I was there, they had a snowball fight where they threw these like fake snowballs at each other, an indoor snowball fight. Because it was January at the beach. It was really cute though. I actually stepped in because as it turned out, some very good friends of mine were staying there at the same time. I didn't know that till I got there. And so we met up with them, and they have their youngest daughter was in the snowball fight. So, so Finley and one of his derby friends joined into the snowball fight as well. It was really fun. They make tie-dye t-shirts. They do like, fish painting, meaning that you take a fish and, you know, it's a Japanese art where you do a print of the fish, you know, like on a t-shirt or whatever on fabric. So lots of different activities.
Like you're holding a dead fish?
I believe so. Yeah. I've never seen it in person. I have not chosen to participate in that activity, but that was one of the things they were like.
Roll this dead fish around on the shirt.
And then they usually have like hot chocolate chip cookies when you check in, but we checked in too late and they were all gone.
No.
Well, Sea Pines also is another community, and that's where the Salty Dog Cafe is. And that you've seen all the t-shirts with the dog with the yellow hat. That actually has a huge Christmas program. They usually bring in ice to have snowball fights and everything. They have a huge playground. So if you're looking for something to keep the kids occupied, they've got quite a few restaurants and little shops there. And of course, the big red and white lighthouse. So if you want to go up to the lighthouse, if you're a lighthouse person, that's the place to be.
Yep. And there's lots of little shopping centers all over the island. So Disney's right near the Shelter Cove one. There's like a really great bakery in there and shopping and I mean a grocery store, like everything that you need. And then you go down another half a mile and there's another big shopping center with maybe a Piggly Wiggly or whatever. You know, there are like tons and tons of shopping options and shopping centers with really unique shops all the way to like normal, you know, a Chipotle. That's what you're craving. So yeah. And that sort of gets back to the feel that it's sort of a small town, you know, it kind of reminds me of like Fort Lauderdale where yes, there's a beach here, but there's a city, but it's not nearly that big not nearly, just scale it way, way down.
Does it remind you of Myrtle Beach?
No, not at all. Or Pittsburgh.
It actually is probably closer to like Georgetown or Pawley's Island.
Yeah, I think Pawley's Island is a good, okay. But I couldn't use that earlier because George is like, yeah, I have no idea what you're talking about. So I had
to go. He's been to Myrtle Beach. He might know Pawley's Island.
Do you know Pawley's Island, George?
I have been, when we were kids, we went there every year, but I probably haven't been in 35 years.
He doesn't remember. Pawley's Island is where we always, Pawley's Island is where we went, always went as a kid. And I do think I see a lot of similarities between Pawley's Island and Hilton.
That's where our first house was. Yeah. Well, North Litchfield was our first house.
Yeah. Yeah. That whole Litchfield area. And yeah. Mm-hmm. And I've taken the kids there.
Like since, what's the mole? What's that one? Like shopping area in Pawley's Island?
It's called the mole.
I'm going to say the mole's hole, but I feel like that's not it. I think it might be it. The
maybe.
Hole. Yeah, it's like a bunch of little shops, and there's all these like huge willow trees around mm-hmm. it, and it's kind of like a Barefoot Landing area, but like lots of little shops. It's really cute. Hammock shops are down there.
Yeah, I feel certain we've been there. So
yeah,
yep. It's really a great vacation destination for sort of that domestic getaway. I mean, it's got a great drive market from pretty much North Carolina down to Northern Florida.
Yeah, Ellie asked me if I would take her and her friends to the beach, and now I'm like, I should check out.
It's definitely quieter than Myrtle Beach.
Yeah.
It's a little further away, but it's definitely got more of a relaxed feel, whereas there's not as much as tourism. You can play mini golf, and that's probably about it.
And it's pirate themed. It's kind of awesome.
And wait, there's only one?
That's the only one I know of.
Oh, no. There's probably four. There's
the like pirate four one is the main different one. It's on the main drag. It's easy to spot. Which in Hilton Head is, as Donna mentioned, very unusual to be easy to spot.
Everything you've got like
Highway 278.
You've got like a pyramid. You've got like dinosaurs.
Yeah, no. There's no Ferris wheel. There's no no Broadway at the beach. There's no Hard Rock. There is an art center, so you might actually be able to see like a real play, not medieval.
Well, Myrtle Beach used to have that Palace Theater, but it got really damaged in one of the hurricanes, and they just tore it down. But my parents used to have season tickets. We saw George Carlin there. We saw Cats. The Rockettes were there for a Christmas show one year. I mean,
impressive.
It's like some real,
but not Hilton Head.
No, that was Myrtle Beach.
So I think it's a great getaway. It's not a good fly to destination, although plenty of people fly there because it's a huge golf center and a huge tennis center. So, the courses are very attractive to people and the tennis is very attractive to those who play tennis. And I like it too, because you can also 20 minutes and you're in Savannah. So you can do a little bit of historical sightseeing as well. You can really,
and you can drink while you're walking down
Savannah.
The street.
Yes. Not in Hilton Head.
In Savannah.
Big difference between Georgia and South Carolina.
I did it in reverse. I mean, we were in Savannah and we went to visit Hilton Head from there. We probably would have spent more time in Hilton Head exploring had we not already been staying in Savannah.
It's interesting because the first time I went to Hilton Head when I was a kid, we were staying at a friend's condo and I thought it was super boring, but I think it's your perspective. I think to an adult, it's much more attractive. And we've taken the kids and we've gone to the beach and we've done like a little dolphin. You can, Hilton Head has Disney's Hilton Head has an excursion that you can do where you go out in a boat and they basically know where all the dolphins are. And so they'll go out and dolphins will swim beside you. It was totally fun. So there's lots of fun things you can do for kids. My parents just didn't do them. So we just hung out and did nothing, and I don't know why we were there. But that's the thing I've really grown to love about Hilton Head is it does have a little bit of everything. I do like having a kitchen. I will say some of those hotels are beautiful. I would love to stay at the Sonesta. It's absolutely gorgeous, but I would definitely miss having a kitchen because the food is just so expensive. You really do have to budget for it.
I just don't want to cook anything when I'm at home, and I definitely don't want to cook anything on vacation. So
I like it.
Suck it up and eat. Because, I paid $30 for macaroni and cheese with truffle oil here for lunch the other day at a local restaurant. So I'm thinking the prices there probably are.
Yeah, I would say at least comparable or better. Yeah.
It's different too when you're a couple, versus like you have more mouths to feed. Because I know going with a family of five, we'd cook a lot because it gets really expensive to take my children, especially because, oh my God.
Yeah, we went to this Mexican restaurant on the recommendation of a friend of mine. You know, just basically crowdsourced. I was like, where should we eat at Hilton Head? And Donna suggested the diner that was right around the corner, which I did consider, but Finley really wanted Mexican. And we went to this Mexican place and it was great. The chef came out and was apparently friends with the people sitting at the table next to us and totally comped their meal. And I'm like, I like you.
Hello. Meet you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So food was delicious though. I have to say, it was totally worth every penny. So I was not expecting good, authentic Mexican.
Well, that's our show for this week. Thanks for hanging out with us. We would love for you to share your life-changing travel moments with us on our Facebook page. You can also find us on Facebook as Fly Away or from the podcast page on OutlanderTravel.com. Please be sure to subscribe to us and leave a review wherever you get your podcasts. We'd love to hear from you. On behalf of Donna, Sandy, Elizabeth, Lindsay, and myself, George, thanks for joining us this week. Gotta fly.